European authorities have focused much of their counterintelligence work in recent years on Islamic extremism. Now they're turning more of their attention to homegrown far-right extremist groups. The World's Jerry Hadden explains.
It's not as if European police have ignored the threat from the far right. Europe's extremist groups have been gaining followers in recent years, especially in North and Central Europe.
But only 5 recorded terrorist attacks associated with this scene in the last 4 years, so very low compared to what we've been doing, monitoring the threat from jihadi terrorism, for example.
Rob Wainwright directs the Europe-wide counterintelligence agency Europol. He says European governments have been right to make Islamic extremists their top priority. But he says the far right, if not violent, has been very active in organizing and growing itself.
There have been signs in the last year of increasing levels of professionalism amongst right-wing extremists, for example, in the way in which they're using the internet, social media instruments, to attract a younger generation, to mobilize a bigger community in this area. We're seeing, therefore, now across a number of countries, some emerging signs, even before this incident, of a growing sense of professionalism, a growing activism.
In the wake of the Norway attacks, Wainwright says his agency, with its teams of researchers and analysts, is now assisting Norway in its investigation.
So we're trying to bring to bear what we think are unique capabilities. For example, a major international database of terrorist suspects and extremists, the ability, for example, to track financing of terrorist activities, and indeed, just a platform to coordinate major international lines of inquiry. And we're using all of these capabilities and a few others right now to pursue a number of international leads that might be connected to the case.
Authorities are now investigating Anders Behring Breivik's claim that he was working with 2 other terrorist cells. Breivik himself wrote in a manifesto he published just before the killings that he'd attended a meeting of like-minded extremists in Britain as far back as 2002. Matthew Goodwin at Nottingham University has been reading the manifesto. He's an expert on British far-right extremism. He says even if Breivik acted alone, it's clear he's been in touch with someone. His ideas, he says, could have come straight from the playbook of the British far-right.
The emphasis on a forthcoming clash of civilizations with Muslim communities, the need to take radical violent action, the observation that far-right parties aren't making progress enough.
The similarities alarm counterintelligence authorities and bring investigators back to the internet, where most ideas are shared. Online this week, some extremists are cheering the Norway massacre. Others say more time bombs are about to go off. While that may seem ominous, the good news for investigators, says Europol's Rob Wainwright, is that Europe's far-right movement usually makes a lot of noise.
I think their footprint on the internet is relatively visible as far as we can see. They have, it would seem, almost a PR agenda around that. And propaganda forms a very important part of their work.
And yet Norwegian Anders Behring Breivik laid low online and in person until Friday. Europol and the EU's counter-terrorism office now urge governments to be vigilant, not just of suspected Muslim terrorists, but of anti-Muslim ones too. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.